Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's poppin'? It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
Hey, this is Race Rumors DJ Khaled.
Everything you need in just a few minutes.
And you rocking on the radio with Kenzie.
Kenzie K.
They don't want you to win, Kenzie K.
So make sure you win more.
Win big. Don't ever stop.
It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
Kenzie's Quickies, it is Kenzie K, and I got Mama K on the phone because I haven't shared a quickie with her for a while. And Mama, we're going to dive into, like, weird things to not like, okay? Because I experienced this over the weekend, because 4th of July is by far my least favorite holiday to celebrate. Now, I'm not against the day, I just don't like the way that people have chosen to celebrate. I hate fireworks. I am like a friggin' puppy who wants to run to a bathtub. I hate the sound of them, they irritate me. Everyone gathers in massive areas to get eaten by bugs and watch colors explode for 5 minutes that we've all seen. It's our first screensaver ever on a computer. Okay, I don't know why we're still impressed. I hate fruit in my dessert, and somebody always has to do the stupid Cool Whip topping with some friggin' strawberries and blueberries on it, which is just the most mundane dessert that we could ever have. No one's excited to eat that. I've sprained my ankle twice on a water trampoline, and for some reason we've decided 4th of July is must include those. And they're impossible to get on. Have you ever tried to get on a water trampoline?
No, but you're like 3 feet tall, so I can imagine the challenge.
It's upsetting. They have this stupid little rickety ladder with zero support. Like, you know how expensive water trampolines are? We couldn't have got, like, I had a $10 budget on the friggin' ladder, and then I've sprained my ankle on them twice. Guess what happens? You gotta jump off, swim yourself home with your busted leg. It is disgusting. I despise a lot of the ways it is celebrated. I don't enjoy it. I celebrate in private by myself.
What do you do?
I try to avoid. I usually put on a movie really loud so I can't hear the fireworks. Well, like, and you're supposed to be in a swimsuit all day and then eat all day. None of it adds up.
And climb a ladder in a swimsuit. That's
oh my
attractive.
God. I look like a... You know how cats grip the side of a bathtub when they're trying to get out of it? That is the visual of me trying to get onto a water trampoline.
That's hot.
What is something weird that most people like that you dislike?
I don't know if most people like it, but I don't like going to, like, an event where you have to clap every time they do something. Because it's my night off, and I bought a ticket. I'm there because I must think you're good because I'm there already. So why do I have to clap during the entire show? That's, like, a lot of work. I just want to chill. I just want to have something to eat or drink and just be entertained.
So the part where they spread joy in between and you show appreciations, what you really hate?
I enjoy it. I enjoy the show. Why do I have to do the work during the show? Why do I have to tell you how good you are? Nobody stands at my desk all day when I'm at work and claps every time I do something good.
What shows do you not like to go to?
Like, say, Magician.
Okay.
So every single time a rabbit comes out of a hat or a napkin comes out of a sleeve or whatever it is, it's all interesting. Quarter comes out of your ear, whatever. That's cool.
Okay, what magic shows are you going to? These are the most trash tricks ever. I probably wouldn't clap either. If you pay to see a magician and it pulls a friggin' quarter out of its ear, you should go see somebody about that.
Yeah, I'm just talking about basic ones. That just shows you I don't go anymore. A couple times that I went, I had to clap because they keep telling you, clap, well, come on, people. It's like, I'm trying to relax. Like, I don't want to clap. Wouldn't it suck if every time you watch TV or did something, you had to clap during everything? It's like, I can't, tired. I just enjoy myself.
It's not mandatory. Just don't do it. Everyone else is clapping.
But it's like everyone shows their appreciation. It's like, I bought my ticket. There you go.
By the way, this was the mom I grew up with, so imagine what she did when I was in plays and stuff.
And their outfits. I don't like their outfits either. Magicians.
I don't think you have a problem with clapping. I think you have a problem with magicians.
Maybe I do. See, it helps to talk it out loud with somebody.
I don't think clapping is the issue, because I've seen you clap before. I think...
I've been to concerts and stuff like that, but sometimes I'm not that entertained by magic tricks and shows. It's like, I'm going to clap the whole friggin' time. If you do something that blows my socks, I'll probably be like, wow, and I'll want to.
Like if a magician made himself disappear, so you didn't have to watch him.
Or give me my money back or something. That would be fantastic.
Thanks for sharing a quickie with me, Kenzie K. You can catch up on Kenzie's Quickies on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kenzie's Quickies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.